Donald Trump, Our Country is Under Invasion. By Neil Monroe on December 21, 2022. Our country is under invasion by illegal migrants who are being aided by President Joe Biden. Former President Donald Trump declared in a short video released on Wednesday. He continued, "Far more illegal immigrants have entered the United States in the last 2 years than at any time in American history, and by a massive margin. We've never seen anything like it. Our country is under invasion." Days ago, 16,000 illegal aliens were encountered crossing the border in a single 48-hour period. A colossal migrant caravan recently poured across the Rio Grande and into the streets of El Paso, Texas. And the people, and the police, didn't know what to do about it. It is truly a massive invasion. Any form of amnesty now would be a catastrophe. It rewards Joe Biden's lawlessness. It rewards the criminal cartels, and it rewards everyone who has broken the laws of our nation. Because they've never done anything to our country like they're doing right now. Our country is being poisoned. Remember, our border is not open because of insufficient resources or legal authorities. Our border is open because Joe Biden has ordered to open it, and because Biden has broken the law and torn it into shreds. He has shredded our system. He's destroying our country. Biden had inherited a flawless deportation system that was working like never before in our history. We never did so well on the border as we were doing just a short time ago under the Trump administration. Giving Biden more resources will simply translate to even more releases, because that's really what they have in mind. This has nothing to do with asylum. Everyone knows this is a pretext, and this is a fraud. Anyone who pretends otherwise plays into the hands of Biden and the criminal cartels. This is about Biden's lawless and criminal misconduct. The most important reform needed right now is a total ban on Biden using taxpayer dollars to free illegal aliens and, also, criminal penalties for administrative non-compliance, which happens every single minute of every single day. Trump's comments come as the Senate is preparing to pass a massive 2023 spending bill that includes at least $3 billion to register, transport, and shelter potentially millions of economic migrants seeking entry into Americans' workplaces and housing. The spending bill includes no significant measures to curb the massive migration of low-income renters, workers, and consumers. In the 12 months up to October 2022, Biden's deputies allowed 1.3 million migrants across the border and failed to catch another 600,000 illegal migrants who slipped over the border. The illegal inflow is part of Biden's policy to welcome more migrants, including many legal migrants, Ukrainian migrants, and the white-collar visa workers sought by Fortune 500 employers. Biden is also helping to legalize many of the economic migrants by granting temporary protected status to Haitian and Venezuelan economic migrants. All told, Biden's deputies welcomed almost as many migrants in 2022 as there were births in the United States during 2021. A poll in July showed that Trump's invasion charge is a mainstream view among Americans. Breitbart News reported, almost half of Hispanics, blacks, and Asians believe President Joe Biden's global invite has created an invasion of migrants, says a July poll by Ipsos. The shocking result shows the breadth of public opposition in the poll, which also showed 54% of all Americans describe Biden's migration as an invasion. The invasion view is mainstream, 58% of white Americans, and 40% of Democrats, say Biden's global invite is an invasion, according to data released on August 19 by Ipsos. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs needed by young U.S. graduates. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.